What do you do when you just don't like yourself? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
You want to start loving yourself? Look to Jesus. Look to the cross. Look what he did for you on the cross. What is the message of the cross of Jesus Christ? The cross of Jesus Christ just screams out, I love you. And you and I need to start believing what God says, regardless of the feelings. God, if you say so, if you can love me, if you could give your own son for me on the cross, then I need to be able to love me too. I want to love, Lord, what you love, and you love me so much that you gave your son for me. I am precious in your sight because you say so, Lord.
He can heal every scar.
Are you the kind of person who gets all wrapped up in how you feel about yourself rather than focusing on what God says about you? Are you filled with bitterness and ingratitude? Do you lack peace about your purpose in life? Well, you wouldn't be the first. We all often fall into that trap. You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve today, where we'll want to listen closely with our ears, our head, and our hearts about what God says about us, starting to love ourselves again. The title of the message, When You Don't Like Yourself, one of the most requested messages we've ever aired before. And it's from Pastor Jeff's series, A New Lease on Life. Open your Bible now, if you can, to Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. And let's figure out what to do when you don't like yourself.
Let's look at five signs that you might be one who dislikes yourself. Number one, you have difficulty loving other people. That's a good sign that you might not like yourself. You have difficulty loving others. See, you're to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you can't love your neighbor very well, maybe you don't like yourself very well. Second sign, you're very critical of yourself and others. Look what verse 15 says. If you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another. If you bite and devour, it's a picture of an animal, like a ravenous wolf just biting and chomping and eating away at its prey. If you don't love yourself, you tend to do that to other people. You're hypercritical and you're very, very negative. You're a fault finder. You see all the faults in other people and you're hard on yourself. Third sign, you're constantly preoccupied with yourself. Everything in your life is just about yourself. How many people in here, if you look at a photograph of you and your family, how many people, the first person you look at when you look at a photograph is yourself? Anybody? Liars, you're such liars. Everybody, when you look at a photograph and you're in it, the first person you look at is yourself. And if it's a good picture of you, well, it's a darn good picture. I don't care what anyone else is doing. That's a good picture. Debbie will show me a picture sometime that we took over Christmas in our family picture. Well, I look and see, hey, I look pretty good. Well, Amy's not even looking at the camera and Jill's eyes are closed and my hair's all messed up. Hey, well, there's little things wrong, but it's a good picture. Are you preoccupied with yourself? See, all of us are preoccupied with ourselves to some degree, but is everything in your life about you? All you want to talk about is about you. Have you ever been around someone that's all they ever talk about is themselves? And be careful of somebody that's always doing that. They have an insecurity problem. They have a problem with self-worth. That's why they're always having to build themselves up. They're trying to convince themselves that I really do have value. But how about the person that's always running himself down? They have the same exact problem, self-worth. And the common denominator in the person that brags about himself and the person that runs himself into the ground is they're always talking about self. It's all about self. Do you have a preoccupation with self? It's a sign when you're constantly occupied with yourself. Fourth sign, you have difficulty believing God. Very hard time when you read God's word and you read his promises, believing that that is true. I mean, it might be true for somebody else. It's certainly not true for you. And see, your feelings begin to trump faith because you don't feel like this is true. So therefore, it's not true. And you become very negative and cynical toward God and toward his promises. And sign number five, you have problems with anger and bitterness. I mean, the anger is obvious. Person who doesn't like himself. There is just seething anger on the, just right under the surface. Just red in the face, that kind of thing. There's just anger there. And a person who doesn't like themselves is angry. Why? Because they have to go on a lifetime trip with the person they don't like. That's why they're angry. Debbie, she loves me and I love her. And just the little times where we're having too much together time, she can get angry and want me to leave. And that's good. I mean, in a relationship, you can have too much time. But see, when the person you don't like is you, you can't leave you. So you just live your life angry. Those are some signs that you may dislike yourself. Well, question number three, how can you start loving yourself? I mean, is it possible? We're just painting this picture. This is like, oh, man. Hey, like I said, all of us struggle with self. We struggle with not liking ourselves, sometimes to a great degree, sometimes to a mild degree, but we struggle with it. I know I struggle with it, and if I struggle with it, I dare say that you struggle with it too. So what's the way home? How can you start loving yourself? Number one, focus on the cross. Focus on the cross. You want to start loving yourself? Look to Jesus. Look to the cross. Look what he did for you on the cross. What is the message of the cross of Jesus Christ? The cross of Jesus Christ just screams out, I love you. See, regardless of anything that's gone on in your life, the cross stands as God's permanent reminder that he really, really, really loves you. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how God demonstrates his love. That's how he proves his love. My friend Guy Dowd, who grew up going to school, everybody calling him fat boy, making fun of his parents because they were poor and his family because they were poor. And he said, I didn't like myself. He said, as a matter of fact, I hated myself. He said, when we would have dances at school, he said, I would never get to go to the dance in terms of somebody wanting to dance with me. I'm Guy Dowd. I'm a fat slob. Nobody likes me kind of guy. So he said, I'd always be the one to take the tickets at the dance. I'd be kind of the one to make fun of myself so it would kind of take the sting out when other people made fun of me. He said, then I'd go home at night. And he said, I'd take out wire hangers and I'd whip myself in my thighs, and the welts would come up. Then he said, I took thumbtacks, and I stuck the thumbtacks in the welts to punish myself for being so gross, for being so unlovable, for being so worthless. But Guy said when he was in high school, a teacher befriended him and started to love on him and shared with him about Jesus Christ. And Guy came to know Christ, and Guy, in his own testimony, said this. He said, I learned that Jesus loved me. Fat slob me. And I was blown away by his love. Jesus loves you. You look at the mirror in the mirror and you see a fat slob, worthless, no good, bum scum. The Lord loves you. He died for you. Focus on the cross. Second thing you need to do, believe God's word, not the devil's lies. We tend to so quickly believe the devil's lies. Why? Because your feelings line up with the lies. I don't feel like I'm worth anything. And the devil says, that's right, you're not worth anything. God's word doesn't say that. Look what God says in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 4. Since you're precious in my sight, since you're honored and I love you. You're precious to God. People that don't love themselves, don't like themselves, hate themselves, how precious do you think they feel to God? Not precious at all. Maybe you're here and you say, well, I don't feel very precious to God. Doesn't matter what you feel. It matters what he says. And he says, you're precious in my sight. You're honored. The word honored means to carry weight. Can you imagine that? God is saying, you carry weight with me. And I love you. And you and I need to start believing what God says, regardless of the feelings. God, if you say so, if you can love me, if you could give your own son for me on the cross, then I need to be able to love me too. I want to love, Lord, what you love, and you love me so much that you gave your son for me. I am precious in your sight because you say so, Lord. And you know, when it comes to feelings and faith, don't let feelings pilot your ship. You let faith pilot your ship. See, it's so much easier to faith your way to feeling right than it is to feel your way to faithing right. You see what I'm saying? See, if you let faith pilot your ship, your feelings will eventually get in line with your faith, with where you're headed, with what you're believing. But if you let feelings pilot the ship and say, well, I'll get my faith in line when my feelings are right, your feelings will never get right because the lies of the devil will keep coming in saying you're worthless, you're no good. The promises of God are for other people. You got to let faith pilot the ship and feelings will eventually get in line. Believe God's word, not the devil's lies. Confess all bitterness and ingratitude. Anytime you get angry at God because of something that happened to you, he allowed something to come into your life. Maybe your parents did divorce. Maybe your dad did take off and doesn't have anything to do with you. Maybe something terrible, horrible happened to you as a little kid. Somebody did something terrible to you, scarred you. Why didn't God intervene? Why did God let this happen? Maybe you have been deformed or disfigured from birth or from an accident. Why did God do this to me? You become ungrateful toward God. You become bitter toward God. Anytime you and I do that, you talk about the phrase biting the hand that feeds you. I mean, when you and I get bitter and ungrateful toward God, we just shut off the flow of our source. He's the source of everything. Where do you go when you divorce yourself from God? You're just in free fall mode. You're lost in space. You and I need to see, hey, God, the problem is not with you. You're a good God. The problem is with me. And I haven't responded correctly to these things that you have allowed to come into my life. Remember, nothing comes into your life unless it first filters through God's fingers of love. And you and I need to just say, Lord, you have a reason for this. Lord, you have a purpose for this. And Lord, I'm going to trust you. Romans 9:21 says this, or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? Why do we think it's okay when we're a lump of clay to go off on the potter and say that he doesn't know what he's doing? How stupid is that? I mean, to think that you know better than God, that I know better than God what is right and good for me, that's dumb. God knows what's best. So you trust God. You thank God. Lord, thank you for this situation. Thank you for how I was brought up. Thank you for the difficulties that you've allowed to come into my life. Thank you for the way that you've made me. And that's the fourth thing, to thank God for the way he made you. To thank him for the way he made you. The scripture says in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Some of you students especially, you need to be able to look in the mirror, even with all your faults in your physical body, and say, God, thank you for the way you made me. Thank you for the way you made me. And we as adults need to be able to do that too. Sometimes we look at different people that the world has put up and said, this is a perfect person, this is a perfect woman, this is a perfect man. What is the most perfect, beautiful couple in our world today? Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie. There's so many people that want to look like Angelina Jolie. So many people want to look like Brad Pitt. Anytime I go somewhere, if someone says to me, you know, you remind me of someone, I always say, well, probably Brad Pitt. I said, no, Uncle Fester. I said, don't want to look like Uncle Fester. Hey, you just play the cards that are dealt you. But hey, you need to be able to look in the mirror and just say, God, thank you for making me me. Stephanie Bright, our children's minister at our church, is 6'2". She and I were talking just yesterday, and she said, you know, I was taller than everybody growing up. She said, in third grade, I was the tallest person in my class. I was taller than the teacher. I said, did you get teased? She said, oh, mercilessly teased. She said, I'd cry. I'd go home and I'd cry, and my dad would cry. He said, it's his fault because he's 6'7". And, you know, she said, it was so difficult, but my parents taught me that God made me this way, that God has a special plan for me, that God loves me, that God doesn't make any mistakes. And she said, I began to believe the truth that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And she said, there was a time where that whole feeling of I hate the way I'm made just changed. And she began to thank God for making her the way he did, for making her so tall. She said, I began to see how God was using my size to open doors for me. And she thanks God that she's 6'2". Maybe you're a guy and you're 5'2". God made you that way. You need to thank God for how you're made. When I was 20 years old, I started to lose my hair. Man, that's tough to lose your hair when you're 20. I was scratching my head at the breakfast table in my apartment, studying for a test. Hair just began to fall out. That's kind of funny. Scratched it again. More came out. I quit scratching. I mean, it's just, why is this happening? It's really hard when you're a guy losing your hair. Anybody in here is losing their hair, they'd agree. Especially hard with you're a woman losing your hair. But hey, we need to just say, God, you're in charge of all of that. And if there's something wrong with me that I can fix, if my teeth are messed up, and I can fix that, if there's something that's easy to fix, then it's okay to fix it. But you need to just say, God, thank you. I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to gripe and complain because of the way you made me. See, the outer part of us, you know what it is? It's just a frame. It's just a frame. What is God interested in, the frame or the painting? What is the artist concerned about, the frame or the canvas? What's going on the canvas? And see, God is interested not in how he made you on the outside so much as what he's doing on the inside. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And the problem that you and I have is we look at the frame and we say, I don't like the frame. And we yell at the master artist and say, I don't like what you're doing. And you jump off the easel mad at God. And God said, we're not done here. We're working on this painting and you jumped off the easel because of the frame. You know, the Mona Lisa, you don't remember much about the frame. You remember the painting.
When you and I place more importance on external things in our lives rather than on internal things like character, it always results in a distorted view of ourselves. Pastor Jeff Shreve will be back in just a moment with an example of a man who chose to put his life back on God's easel and show you how you can change things for you, too. You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve and the message today, When You Don't Like Yourself. Now, you're listening to part two today. If you would like to hear part one, you can go back online and listen there, or you can order the entire message, in fact, the entire series, A New Lease on Life, when you go to fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Now, this series focuses on why we should love ourselves the way God loves us. And earlier this month, we aired a brand new series from Pastor Jeff entitled The Greatest of These is Love. And this series also shares God's love for us and how we can love others to show the love of God in us. The five-message series is our gift of thanks to you for your support of any amount to From His Heart this month. To get your copy on a USB flash drive, on CDs, DVDs, or as an MP3 download, make your gift by calling 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. We thank you for standing with us financially to help us reach hundreds of stations and millions of homes every day. Call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org and make your gift when you ask for "The Greatest of These is Love." Now, to close out today's broadcast and this message, Why You Don't Like Yourself, here again is Pastor Jeff.
Bill Gothard was the one that shared, first time I ever heard it, about God working on the painting, God working on the heart, God working on the person. The frame is just the outward appearance that so much of us don't like. And he said, you know, let God work on you on the inside, and you'll be amazed at what he'll do. Well, there was a man there at that conference, and that man had been terribly, horribly burned. And he had tried so hard to get the doctors to fix his face, but they couldn't fix it. And he was one of those that would never look you in the eye because he felt so self-conscious about how he looked. And Bill Gothard said he met him and the man would just look away. And he said you could just tell there was such a poor self-image, such a terrible picture that hung in his mind. Well, Bill shared about putting yourself back on God's easel. He said, that's what you need to do. Let God do a work in you. And that man heard what Bill said, and he heeded what Bill said, and he made a choice at that conference to put his life back on the easel with God. And God began to do a work. And Bill said the next year when they were in that city, that man came to the conference again, but things were different. He was changed on the inside, and God began to heal his skin. He said the doctors couldn't explain it, but his skin just began to regenerate itself after it had been so badly burned. Bill said it was a great miracle of God. And he said the reason that God did that was God used that man's infirmity. He used the scarring in his face to get that man to let the Lord have his way in his heart. And once God had his way in his heart, then he could do something different to the frame. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what you think about yourself today, but I do know this. If you'll just say, God, I know you love me. The cross proves it. And I know your ways are right, and you don't make any mistakes. And Lord, I've been angry at you because of things that have happened. And God, today I want to confess, today I want to get right, and I want to put myself back on your easel so that you can work a work in me and surrender your all to his Spirit. If you will do that, you'll be amazed at what God does and how you'll be able to love you just the way he made you.
Pastor Jeff Shreve has so clearly taught that if we focus on the cross, if we believe God's word, if we confess the bitterness and ingratitude in us, and thank God for how he made us, we can have peace and assurance and purpose and a place to serve him fully. Our prayer today is that this program called When You Don't Like Yourself from the series A New Lease on Life has been a blessing to you, and that we can be a blessing to you again in the days to come. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to join us again next time when we'll again open God's Word and share the truth, love, and hope found only in Christ, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.